For the first time in her life, 32-year-old Sherry Poulin is uninsured. The problem started not long after she married her husband, Louis, in May of 2014.
We were sitting in the kitchen. He had brought home all of his insurance information to show me.
His employer offered health benefits, but when they started looking at the prices,
we were like, this is not doable.
Poulin used to pay $50 a month for a subsidized plan through Obamacare. Now she was looking at around $500 a month. Poulin married into what's known as the family glitch. When she got married, she lost her subsidy. Under the Affordable Care Act, if one person in a family has a job that offers health insurance to the rest of the family, nobody can get subsidies on the federally run exchanges. So yes, her husband's job did offer her health insurance, but at about 10 times more than she was paying with subsidies. On the exchange, almost everyone who buys insurance gets tax breaks to make it more affordable. Poulin works for just above minimum wage at a Fort Myers coffee shop that doesn't offer insurance. Her family income is less than $53,000 a year. And even though she has a chronic sleep disorder and needs to see a doctor every 3 months, she decided not to buy insurance.
It has, you know, kind of scared me that something bad could happen.
Nobody's counting exactly how many people are going without insurance because they're in this family glitch. But a recent study from the Kaiser Family Foundation estimates that more than 400,000 Floridians went without health coverage, even when they could have gotten it through work. And when people find out they don't qualify for those marketplace tax breaks, says Greg Jenkins,
they're upset.
For the past 3 years, Jenkins has helped people sign up for Obamacare. He's a navigator with the Epilepsy Foundation of Florida in Miami. He says he's seen a lot of people in the family glitch.
They're upset with, let's call the Affordable Care Act Obamacare. They're upset with their employer. The option is either suck it up and cover the spouse or dependents, that is, pay the full freight, or no coverage at all.
Jenkins tries to point adults in this situation towards charity programs. And for their children, Florida KidCare is a government-subsidized insurance option. That's what Sherry Poulin did. She put her 4-year-old daughter, Story, on KidCare. For herself, she pays out of pocket to see her doctor. For her sleep disorder, she takes half the prescribed medication.
It makes it hard for me to stay awake and to function at a normal level throughout the day.
I didn't know she was not, that she was trying to stretch her medication out. And that breaks my heart.
Laura Brenneman is Sherry's mom. She's a former emergency room nurse. Now she's the policy director for Florida Chain. The group advocates for affordable health care and for fixing the family glitch. Brenneman wants employers to understand how offering high-cost insurance sometimes leaves people in a worse position than if they offered nothing at all to families.
You have a family that is caught between the rock and the hard place.
Stephen Ullman directs the Center for Health Sector Management and Policy at the University of Miami. Big employers have to offer affordable health insurance options to employees to avoid federal tax penalties. But the rules aren't the same for family members. Ullman says as health insurance costs keep rising, the family benefit is one of the places employers can shift costs without getting fined under the Affordable Care Act.
Not affordable through the employer, not affordable through the exchanges, through federal subsidies, and that's the glitch.
For Sherry Poulin, that glitch does not just mean going without insurance and taking half of her medication. It means she doesn't run around and play with her daughter the way that she used to.
I'm just too tired for that. It sucks. It makes me feel like a crappy mom.
Which is part of why she's trying again to find health insurance, even without the subsidies. Open enrollment overlaps with the holiday season, and her mom says her gift this year is going to be help paying for health insurance. For Health News Florida, I'm Sammy Mack in Miami.